Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back. Today's Daf is Sanhedrin Pei Zayin. We begin on the bottom of Pei Vav and Beis, right at the bottom line here. Tanu Rabbanan. So back to the subject of the Zokein Mamre, the scholar who is refusing to accept the ruling of the Beis Din, of the Grand Supreme Court, the Beis Din HaGadol Sanhedrin in Yerushalayim. So he turns his back on them, goes back home, and basically continues promoting his view, his opinion, and that's no. Tanu Rabbanan. So the pasuk in describing what happens begins with the words Ki Palei Bimcha Davar, and the Gemara will now in this price to go and sort of analyze the pasuk word by word and explain exactly what was involved, what was he disputing, what matter, what topics were up for discussion. So again, if he refuses to accept their ruling and he promotes his view, the punishment is Misa through Chenek, right? Tanu Rabbanan, Ki Palei Bimcha Davar. Ki Palei means B'mufla Shebebez Nakosib Medavar. He's not just any guy, he's an expert, he's a mumcha, who really is qualified to sit in the Beis Din. He's not just a student, a Talmud, he's a man of stature, a man of opinion, a man who is really certified to serve as a dayan, and therefore his word carries weight. But otherwise, if it's just a student, just a uncertified fellow who is rejecting the Beis Din's view and promoting his own, well, we shouldn't be listening to him anyways. So he has no weight, he has no value. His verdict, despite being against the Beis Din, does not carry the same consequence. B'mufla shebe Beis Din hakasim medavar. Ki pala mimcha, or is mimcha? Ze yoyetz. It's going to cover something called yoyetz. Rashi explains, Shenechlak bi'ibur hashona, hakorui soid ve'etza, k'nefarash l'kamon. We're going to list all the possible topics of dispute that he is doing his own thing on, one of which is ibur hashona. There is a disagreement. Well, does this year need to be expanded? Another month added or not? He says one way, they say the other way. So Mimcha relates to this. Mimcha ze yayitz. V'chinu oimer Mimcha yetzei choshev al Hashem. Ro yayitz b'liyal. So we see Mimcha connected to yayitz, to advice, to... what is davar? Ki yipale Mimcha davar. So we know yipale means a mufla shebebezn. Mimcha means ibur hashana. What is davar? Zu halacha, Rashi explains. Halacha meshim Sinai. So if he's disputing anything pertaining to halacha meshim Sinai, the same applies. The word Lamishpat is going on Din, Zehadin, which Rashi explains, is referring to something which is derived from even a Gzeira Shava. It's not something which is openly, explicitly worded in the Pasuk. That also is included. And the Pasuk continues, Ben Dam Ladam. There's the question about how to treat certain types of blood. What does that mean? Ben dam nida, dam leida, dam ziva, whether there's a dispute pertaining to standard dam of a nida, dam of a woman who gives birth, dam of ziva. We'll see later how this pertains in actuality. Ben din ledin means ben dine nefashis, dine mamonis, dine makis, issues pertaining to death penalty sessions or monetary litigations or procedures pertaining to giving malchus. Benegel nega means whether it's benege adam, nege batim, nege begotim, issues pertaining to personal negayim, nega on the house, nega on the garment. The word divrei, ela charamim va'erachin, vagdashis, pertains to those issues. Rivais, things which result from disputes and arguments. Zuashkoas soita, varifas egla, vataras mitzoira. What's the connection between this and rivais? Rashi explains, because when the couple gets into a dispute, there's going to be the Ashkaa Soita, right? Harif Hasa Egla comes on account of a person who was killed, certainly result of dispute. Taras Metzora comes on account of a nega, which is typically generated by a Lashon Hara, right? So it's covered by the banner of Ribois. The word Bisharecha pertains to an issue, halak matter, regarding things that you give to the Aniyim, Zuleka Chicha Peya, Rashi explains, because the word Bisharecha relates to those things as per the Pasuk V'achul Bisharecha. V'kamta V'alisa. So that means like this. First, they had a local discussion, the local Bezdin. V'kamta Mi Bezdin V'alisa. So now they get up, right? The local Bezdin, when they're they've discovered that there's a dispute, they all get up together and they go to seek higher counsel, go to the next, you know, level, to the Bezdin in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Pasuk describes it as Va'alisa, going up. V'kamtum Bezdin Va'alisa, Malama Shebeis HaMikdash, Gavoy Eretz Yisrael. Apparently, Beis HaMikdash is considered the high point of Eretz Yisrael. That's why they're ascending, they're going up. And likewise, Eretz Yisrael, Gavoy Mikol HaAretz. Yisrael is the highest land, because, you know, that's the focal point on the planet Earth, on the ball, so that's the highest point, right? That's the starting point. Everything else is below that. Now, they're meant to go up to the Beis HaMikdash, El HaMokim. El HaMashah HaMokim Gerim. Clearly, the Mokim, location, is critical. Ultimately, he has to dispute the words of the Bezdin in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, Bishlam Beis HaMikdash, Gavay Meretz Yisrael, I certainly see that the Beis HaMikdash is higher than Eretz Yisrael. Dachsev V'alisa. Pasuk says they go up to Eretz Yisrael, to Beis HaMikdash, from Eretz Yisrael. El Eretz Yisrael, Gavaya, Mikol HaRotes Minole. But the second point, Eretz Yisrael is the highest point of all lands. How do we know the chsiv? Pasuk lachin hine yam and boim Hashem lo yemer chaya Hashem ashele es bnei Yisrael meretz Mitzrayim. In the days to come, we will no longer praise Hashem or thank Hashem for taking us out of Mitzrayim. It's going to be a greater miracle to speak of. Kim chaya Hashem asher hele v'asher hevi ezera beis Yisrael meretz safoinim kol arotzes asher dachtem sham ve'eshval admosim. So clearly, taking them from the other lands up to Eretz Yisrael is considered asher hele. Eretz Yisrael is the high point. Continues the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Zokin Mamre. Eina Yichayiv El Aldova Shezdoine Koretz Shigos Echata. Listen to this. A Zokin Mamre is only liable to Misa if the subject in dispute is something that can theoretically relate to Koretz or Chatas. So, if there's something being done wrong because of his Psak Halacha, if it's done b'mezid, it can be a kares penalty, b'shoigeg echatas. But anything, you know, less critical than that, even if it's a halacha, but it doesn't pertain to the most serious offenses, he does not become a zakein mamre. That's whose opinion? Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Da'imer, he says another point, al dovar she'ikore min ha-Torah, u'pirusha midivrei sefer. He said it has to be something that is mainly mentioned, you know, the concept is mentioned in an actual pasuk, but then it's explained and elaborated upon and detailed by the Chachamim. For instance, example, tefillin. Right? There's a pasuk. But how, what, when, what are the details of the tefillin, right? The fact that there are four parshiyos, etc. That was explained by the Chachamim, by way of Halachamish, by way of the Torah Shebaal Peh, right? So he's disputing that type of concept. Then he will become a Zakin Mamre. But something which is clearly articulated in the Torah with all details, then this whole concept does not apply. Tosis explains that Rabbi Yehuda is just adding to Rabbi Meir. In addition to Rabbi Meir's condition, he has another condition as well. So that's Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon Omer. He disagrees. He says, "Afilu diktuk echad diktuk seifrim." Even if it's not this or that, it's something which the Chachamim simply learned out of the, you know, one of the formulas, one of the 13 midos, like the Zeroshava, Kalvachimim, any halacha, that was handed down by the Chachamim, and he's disputing it. he is chayev misa. My time at the Rameh, what's the Rameh's source? Kareis, you know, chatos package. Gomar davar davar. Here's a gzera shav. Ksiv hachay kipolim chod davar lamishpat. We have the word davar. Ksiv hasam. We have over the end of the parasha, which speaks about a serious sin, which generates the carbon, the, you know, the par helam davar, which is only something which is pertaining to kareis, right? Ksiv hasam v'nelam davar min yakol. So we connect the two subjects. Ma'alahalam davar shachayiv alzda nikaris v'alashim gasir chatas. Just like over there, it pertains to matters, serious matters, which can generate kareis or chatas. Afkan here is all by zakim mamri. It's limited to a davar shachayiv alzda nikaris v'alashim gasir chatas. Rabbi Yehuda, who adds another condition, apiyat Torah she'ir ruchu. So the pasuk here relates to zakim mamri. Listen to the chachamim, adhere to their directives. Adika Torah v'ir ruchu. We have Torah, the written word, the oral Torah, and Asher Yerucha, based on their explanations. It has to be something which has been written. Concept is sourced in a pasuk, and then explained in detail by the Chacham. V'Rab Shimon, he says, no, Asher Yigidu Lecha Min HaMakom Mahu. Make sure to listen to him. Whatever they tell you. Afilu Kaldu, whatever they tell you. Even if it's a halacha which they derived through the Yud Gimel Midos, it's also covered. Amu Lirav, Hu Nevar Chinna L'Rav. I have a favor to ask you. Targum mali lahamas nisa lib der Rameh. You know, we have the the Braisa, which goes and covers all the different possible points of dispute. We have Yayetz, Dam Ladam, Dina Nefashis. Now I'd like you to he's asking Rava, I'd like you to please interpret. You know, explain to me how all those subjects, all those possible disputes can pertain to Kares and Chatas. Pretty tall order. He has to go find all kinds of possible ramifications, possible application to those subjects, to those matters, and somehow generate an issue that can result in a kareis or chatos violation. Tirgum ali lhamas nisa libra me. Amali Rav l'Rav Papa. So Rav turned to Rav Papa, his Talmud, and he says, please, you know what? I'll give you the job. Do some research. Puk targum ali. Go and explain the braisa for my friend Avuna Bar Chinana. Okay, let's see how Rav Meir explains the entire braisa and somehow discovers kareis and chatos issues in all those subjects. Okay, let's start from the top. Ki pale. B'mufla v'shul bezna kasur medaber. Okay, that's pretty clear. Speaking about an expert. M'cha za yayitz. Sh'ye yedeh la'aber shanam l'kva yachadashim. He's a fellow who really has the ability to calculate the years, the months, the seasons, to determine whether it has to be a leap year. K'desnan heine idu. So it's whether it's ibur shanam or k'va yachadashim, right? Length of the year, length of the month. And that really can have a kares chatas application, but it's not. We have a Mishnah Maseches Ediyos. Hain, so we have the two chachamim there, either they testified, Shem Avram es Hashana Kol Adar, that theoretically you can add an extra month until you're done Adar. Meaning if, even after they did Purim, turns out they really want to add another year, a month, that's okay. Shehayu Aymer, because initially the chacham would say, Purim is the deadline. Ada Purim. So now, let's say the Zokin Mamre disputes this halacha. He says, well, no, I say only till Purim, I say only till the end, right? Whatever it is, he's disagreeing with the Chachamim on this matter, in terms of when the deadline of Ibra Hashanah is. This can have a Kares Chatas consequence, because he is really regulating Pesach as well, right? If it's a month later, so that, right? D'ilagisa, because let's say the Bezdin, Paskin, that you can do the Ibra Hashanah even after Purim. And he says, no, you can't. Because Shari Chamesu Pesach. So basically, according to him, Pesach happens a month earlier. And when the real Pesach comes, he's allowing Chames to be eaten. That's Kares, that's Chatas. D'ilagisa. Same thing the other way. If they said, well, Chacham say, well, Purim is the deadline. He goes the other way. Kashar Chametz of Pesach. So again, he's allowing Chametz to be eaten on the real Pesach. So you see how I, Ibur Hashana, calculation, a dispute pertaining to this matter can have Kari's consequence. Next, Dovar. Brisa says, Zeh halacha. Halacha Mesh Mesinai. So let's get an example of halacha Mesh Mesinai that can affect Kari's or Chatas. Zoy Hilchais Achad Aser. This halacha can pertain to the 11 days. The Itmar, as we learned, Asiri, her 10th day. So after the 7 days of Nida, once she sees a flow of blood, she becomes a Nida for 7 days, followed by 11 days, which are called Achad Asar, Yimei Ziva. What happens during those 11 days? Typically, she's not meant to see any dam. As she does, she has to inspect herself the following day, for just one day, to sort of clean herself and establish that she's really tahor. Same thing if she has 2 days of ri'iyah, of seeing dam during those 11 days. So the third day is her watch out day. If she sees for 3 days consecutively, she becomes a zava gadoila and all kinds of halachas. What if it's the 10th day? So it's almost over. Suddenly she sees dam. Itma asir. Rabbi Yechon Amar, so we have machlekes. Asir ki ketshi. 10th day is like the 9th day. We'll see in a minute what this means. Rabbi Shimon al-Gashamar, no, asiri, kachad asar, 10 is like 11. Meaning, Rabbi Yechon Amar asiri, kitashi, 10 is like 9, matashi bo yishimur, just like there is a din to be shomer the following day. Let's say she sees on the 9th day of her 11. Next day is called shomer asiyam kineged yom, ensure that she's tohar today. Only afterwards she's established as tohar, asiri bo yishimur, same thing that happens on the 10th day. She has to look out on the 11th day. Rish Lakish Amar Asiri Kachad Asar, no. 10th day is like the 11th. Ma'achad Asar Lebe Yishimur, just like on the 11th day. If she sees Dam today for the first time, she doesn't have to wash out the next day because it's over. Her series, her 11th day set is gone. She goes to the mikvah and she's tired right away. Af Asiri Lebe Yishimur, same thing with the 10th day. And the Gemara, they, you know, discusses why and when, but the point is that Kavi Machlek is regarding Halacha Meshmi Sinai. This whole thing is based on Halacha Meshmi Sinai, and it can be very, very consequential because her status pertains to relations with her husband, which is carries a Kareis Chatas potential. Next, Mishpat Zehadin, something which is learned from Exer Shava, can also have the same consequence. For instance, Bita Imanu Sasoi. We had this the other day. How do we know that one's daughter from a woman that's not his wife, his daughter, but from a woman who he interacted with out of a marriage context. Forcefully, on a sase, right? So what about that? How do we know it's aser? How do we know there's a einish? Dama Rava, it's based on a gzera shava. Amar li Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi, aser heina heina, aser zima zima, right? We have the word heina by his descendants. We have the word heina by her, by his wife's descendants. We also have the word zima by the wife's descendants. We have zima by her parents, by her mother, whatever. So just like there is iser on her side, is her on his side, just like there's Sreifa applied by her mother, likewise, all the other ones as well. So basically, Bita is learned from Exer Shava, from Heina Heina, from her, his wife's children, just like over there. Wife's daughters, Aser, likewise, on his side as well. Bita Menesas is Aser. So if he's going to be Mata, the Zakan Mamre is going to dispute this, very consequential. Bein Dam Ladam, his Machlek is regarding different types of blood. Bein Dam Nida, Dam Leda, Dam Ziva. How is that? Give me an example of possible disputes. Dam Nida, well, Beplukta, Dakavi, Bemalal, Brabon. We have a very well-known machlekes regarding a certain type of dam. Is it Tamay? Does not. We have a Mishnah, Mesechas Nida, Dam Yorek. You have Dam, which is Yorek, or yellowy or greeny. Akavi, Bemalal, says it's Tamay, but Tamay, it's Dam Nida. Achami, Metaren. Is an example of a possible dispute, which is very consequential. Kares and Chata is involved. Because we know that if a person gets involved with a nida, there's kares. What's a possible machlekes regarding dam leda, birth dam, beflukta Rav Levi? Another machlekes that we find, the itmar. So the Torah says that a woman who gives birth to, let's say, an akeva, she's tummy for 2 weeks, then she switches over to yimei tahara for the next 66 days. So what affects the switchover? Is it a different source of blood, so to speak? Or is it the same blood which now turns tahar? Rav Amar Mayin Echadu, it's one source. Torah says, it's tame until 2 weeks and then switches to tahara. Hatera temasoi, for the first 2 weeks the Torah considers it tame. Hatera terasoi, but past that stage, Torah considers the same blood tahara. V'levi amar shnim ayona same. There are two sort of different sources. One generates dam tame, then it switches over, that shuts down, and a new source, so to speak, opens up for dam tahar. Nistama tame v'niftachat tahar. Nistama tahar v'niftachat tame. So after 2 weeks, the tummy shuts down, the tahar opens up. Right? After another 66 days, it goes the other way. Switches back to tummy. So let's say, okay, what's the nafka mean? I mean, either way, she's tahar, tummy, and tahar. Let's say, at the end of the first 2 weeks, she was flowing down tummy, right? And it just continued uninterruptedly. There was no shut, there was no stoppage at all. Continue into day 15, day 16. According to Rav, it switches over into Tahara. Notwithstanding the fact that it's the same blood, doesn't matter. According to Levi, in this case you can't say it's Tahara because you clearly see it's the same flow. So this can be a major machlekes regarding Kares, because if she's a Nida, she's Kares. Machlekes regarding Dam Ziva, but Plukta, but are we sure? That's not. But machlekes, Kishsa, a woman who's starting to feel birth pangs. Shloisha yomim b'techach adosar yom. It happened for 3 days, and she saw some dam. It happened within the 11-day dam ziva period, and it happened for 3 days. Im shafsa, if, so the halacha is, if it could be ascertained that it relates to the upcoming birth, and she's not tamei ziva. That's the halacha. It's only halacha for ziva. So if she quieted down, so to speak, the pain and all that quieted down, meis leis for 24 hours, and then she gives birth. So it disconnects from the birth experience, v'yalda, harizu ledes bezoiv. She no longer has that discount, so to speak, because it doesn't relate directly to the birth. So now she's considered a zava. She gave birth in a ziva status. Divrei Blazer, Shoimer, he's more lenient. Laila v'yom kili l'shabas v'yomai. Only if she ceased, the tsar ceased, and it was a, not just 24 hours, it was Laila v'yayim, like Friday night and Shabbos, meaning it has to be a night-day unit of quiet. But let's say it was just merely 24 hours from 12 today to 12 tomorrow, that doesn't matter. That doesn't really take away her discount, her status. And also, she shafsa min atzar v'al min adam. Halacha is that even if she still saw dam all throughout this period, there was no stoppage there, but she stopped feeling that pain, so it disconnects from the birth experience. She doesn't have the discount of yoledes of, she's considered a zava. Right? So there's a special halacha regarding a zava, if she had kishri, if she's experiencing difficulty and then gives birth, that sort of discounts the ziva status, unless there's a disconnect of some sort. Now, there could be many machlekes in regarding all these details, and we had some examples here. And let's say there's a machlekes between the zaken and mamre and the bezna in this regard, and this could be very consequential. It could be regarding her status, regarding possible kares and chatas. Ben din ladin. Next item pertains to all kinds of disputes. Ben dinay mamanos. Dinei nefashes, dinei makas. How is that? Dinei mamnes. We have a possible dispute as follows. Plukta de Shmuel Rabbi Avol, the Mashmuel. Shnaim shadonu dinei emdin, v'machlekes min Shmuel Rabbi Avol. Two judges decided to litigate a monetary litigation. Does it work? According to Shmuel, yeah. Preferably we want three, but if they do it, dinei emdin. It holds, their verdict holds. They're a disrespectful bezin. Really, it should be following the halacha of three. Rabbi Omar, the Rakel and the Indian, he says no. Two dayanim, it's a non-starter. So now, how could this pertain to kares and chatas? Just $5, just a few dollars. Dine mamnus is not kares and chatas. So the answer is like this. Let's say this is going to be sort of a recurring nafkemina throughout the next couple of examples. Going to try to bring it to Karis and Chatas. Very simply, let's say Reuven won this court case. He got us $10 from Shimon. through the two dayanim. So does it really belong to him? Right? So it depends. Let's say he takes the money and he's mekadesh an isha, marries a woman with it. Is she an isha's ish? In which case, if somebody else gets involved with her, he would get kares. If there's no edim, there's no, you know. So there you go. A simple monetary dispute can have far-reaching ramifications. According to Shmuel, I won the case, even though it was done by two dayanim. Ravo says, non-starter. It's not my money, it's his money, so it's not really my wife. And right? The whole snowball effect doesn't. What about dinei nefashis? How could it be machlekes there? You pluk to Rabbi Rabbon, the son, Rabbi Eimer, resat nefesh achas nefesh. Reuben aimed to kill Shimon, instead he killed Levi. Rabbi says, doesn't mean you kill life for a life. Mammon, he has to pay, compensate the family. I'll tell you, Mammon, you're suggesting it's money. Oh, you ain't no nefesh mammon, maybe you take his life. The answer is, Nemo nesina lamalo, Nemo nesina lamato. We have Lashon nesina upstairs and downstairs. Malahan, just go over there, means Mammon, pay the husband, the value of his unborn children that were killed. Afkan Mammon here as well. If he missed his intended target, he pays. So Rebbe Shita is that there's payment involved. And when the payment is issued, it belongs to the recipient. Rechavim said there's no payment. He's potter from Misa, potter from Mammon. Money doesn't belong to him, if given to him. So he's Mekadesh and Isha doesn't work, etc., etc. Dinei Makis. What about a Makis-related dispute? An example would be the Plukta regarding the Machlekes of Bishom Rabban. It's not. Makis B'Shloisha. Bishom B'Shmol Omer B'Esem B'Shloisha. How many Dayan do you need to carry out Malkus, to litigate a Malkus case? Three. According to B'Shmol, 23. Now let's say three sat down and they applied Malkus. According to B'Shmol, they have to pay him to compensate him for his pain. They had no business carrying out Malkus by way of three dayanim. So now, if this fellow now received his compensation payment from the Bezin, Kondor Rishmol belongs to him. Kadesh and Isha, she's his wife. Kondor Rabbanon, it doesn't work because they don't owe him any money. And there you go, another Kares Chatez application. Bein Nega Lenega, Bein Nigi Odom, Nigi Batim, Nigi Begodim. We have all types of possible disputes. Personal Nega, garment nega, house nega. For example, nigi adam, iplukta, we have a machlekes, Rabbi Shuv Rabbonim, the snan. So halacha is, if you find hair growing, the white hair growing in the blotch, in the nega, then it's tummy. Im baharis kodam seher lovan, if the stain preceded the white hair, then we know the white hair grew out of the nega, it's tummy. Him seher lovan kodam baharis, but if the white hair preceded the arrival of the nega, so it doesn't relate to the nega, so he's tar. Suffolk. We're not sure. He's tummy. Rabbi Shua Aimer, keha. What does that mean? My keha, amarava. Keha, it's like the nega lost its brightness. Tar is really tar. It's just a way of saying tar. So now we're not sure whether this fellow is tummy or tar. Machlaikas. And this could bring kares or chatas. For if he walks into the Beis HaMikdash and he's tummy, it's kares. If he does it accidentally, it's chatas. So that's a big question. Is he tummy or not? Okay, so this could be a possible machlekes between Zakin Mamre and the Sanhedrin. What about Nege Batim, pertaining to a nega on a home? We do find some sort of machlekes that could possibly be subject to our machlekes as well. We look at the Rabbi Shim Rabbana in terms of placement and size of the nega. It's not. Rabbi Shim Rabbana, a house is only considered a bayis hamenuga, ashi a rob, nega. Kishir, Kishne Grisim, Ashne Havonim. Very specific. Kishne Xolim, Bekaran Zobis, Orke Kishne Grisim, Rach Beke Gris. We had this the other day, right? You have it at the corner, stuck on two stones, two gris, a gris of a certain size, two gris in length, one in width, sort of carrying over from one corner to the other. One big jumbo, double nega. That's the way it is. My time at the Rosh Hashimah, where is it coming from? The Pasuk says, Ksiv Kir, Ksiv Kirois. The Pasuk describes it as being on the wall, on being on the walls. So how could you have one wall which is like two at the corner? Ezeo kir shuki kir, that's where the neck is. Chacham disagree. I say wherever it is, you don't need all these details. So this can pertain to a karis, to a chatas. Let's say a person walks into this questionable house. Is he tummy? Is he not? Can he walk into the Beis HaMikdash or not? If he walks in, is he chayav karis or chatas? Big deal, right? Big machlekes. Similarly, we have nigei begadim, a nega regarding a garment. The plukta, for instance, we can have it pertaining to the machleg, well-known machleg, between the Rabbi Nosson, Ben Nof Tumas, and Rabban, the Sanya. Rabbi Nosson Amtulnus Aymer, Minayin Lefricha Bevgadim Shehi Tahira. Suppose there's a nega on the garment, and then suddenly it expands, it spreads, covers the entire beged. Okay, jumbo nega. Is it Tahir? Yeah. Nemra Karachas Vegabachas Be'odam. We have the words Karachas Vegabachas by the nega of Adam. We find the same lashon by the Begadim. Nemra Karachas Vegabachas Be'Begadim. We connect the two subjects. Ma'ala Halim, just like by a nega found on an individual. Porach Be'kuloi Tahir. If it spreads throughout the entire person, we know the Pasuk says he's Tahir. Same thing with the Begad Afkan. Porach Be'kuloi Tahir. And the Chum disagree. And this could pertain to Karis and Chatas, because again, the Begad is Itar, and if he touches the Begad, does the person become Tameh, right? And if he walks into the Migdash afterwards, is he bringing a Karis, is he getting Karis or Chatas? Okay, so it depends on what you hold about the status of the Begad, and this perhaps could have been the Machlekes between the Zaki Mamre and the Bezdin, which makes him to a Zaki in Mamre. And we're going to continue tomorrow with trying to explore the other items mentioned in the Brisa as well, and see how they pertain to a possible Karis and Urchata's scenario. All the best to you and Hatzlacha Rav.